A patient named Timothy McNamar, M-C-N-E-M-A-R. Date of birth is 10/19/59. Date of service 9/13/23. This is a 63-year-old male patient. With having some issues with pain, he had been given buprenorphine under the brand name Belbuca by Dr. Habadir. Apparently this gentleman is in some pain, and this seems to help him quite a bit. Patient denies taking any opioids for any improvement. Period to paragraph, he tells me he has needs to get bilateral knee replacements related to the knee pain and arthritis. He also needs to have a hip replacement as well. He is walking with a cane today. And once again, these are the causes for his pain. He hasn't had that surgery yet. I've advised him that needs to move forward on that surgery. They have told him he needs to drop from 318 pounds, which he is today, down to 265. He is working on that. Period, new paragraph. Nevertheless, he is wanting to be a part of our opioid-dependent program at this point. He is not officially part of the program, so he thinks, and yet I've spent some time with him, and we're going to let him fall into our normal routine of seeing him every 2 weeks and supplying a two-week supply of Suboxone, period, new paragraph. He has been given buprenorphine by Dr. Habiter for a 30-day supply, so he does not need a refill today, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 120 over 64, pulse 73, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenation 97%, current weight 318, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, lisinopril, testosterone, atorvastatin, Belbuca, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipid, obesity, arthritis, bilateral knee pain, low testosterone, surgical history to the hip, right wrist, and spinal surgeries as well. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He is obese. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, period, in a paragraph. Patient does have issues with ambulating. He's using a assistive device, a cane, to help him with that, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, low testosterone. We will refill his testosterone, 200 per 1 ml. He will inject 0.5 ml on a weekly basis. 12-week supply has been ordered, period, new paragraph. Opioid dependence, patient will be not be given any medication for this today because he has a one-month supply given on September 2nd. We will next see him on October 2nd, period and paragraph. The patient at that time will be switched over to Suboxone instead of Belbuca, period and paragraph. I've gone over all of his concerns today. He is willing to do that. Alternatively, I've discussed with him that since he is in pain, that he should seek out a pain management doctor and be under that pain management doctor care until he gets these surgeries. Patient verbalizes understanding.